Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. What is in the soil in Greensboro, Vermont? There's got to be some magic mud, some luscious loam, or unequaled earth in this Northeast Kingdom town. How else to explain the world-renowned cheeses and beers that are produced there? Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press, headed off to Greensboro in search of the secrets, and she's here to share them with us. Sally, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick. Nice to be here.
All right, put it on a map. Where can we find Greensboro?
It's not that far away. And I'm talking from someone who's sitting here in Colchester. It's in Orleans County, southern Orleans County. It's about 10 or 12 miles, probably 10 miles northeast of Hardwick, on Caspian Lake, which is the big, big draw.
Is there like a downtown Greensboro?
There's a store called Willie's Store. There's a post office. There's a temporary art center and a big one coming, and a circus.
So before it became a cheese and beer destination, what was it known for?
Well, it was really a summer destination, summer homes around Caspian Lake, which is shaped sort of like a figure eight. And it became known for a summer home for academics. First Princeton, then the Yaleys came. And it's also been a longtime home of authors. There's a Greensboro sort of corner within the local library.
Now, you mentioned Willie's Store, which is a classic. So take us inside what it's like at Willie's Store.
So Willie's, I would think it's safe to say there's nothing I least rather do than shop. However, Willie's is the exception. It's just a neat place. It's filled, sort of an old rambling type building on the corner in Greensboro, right across from the public access to the lake. And you can get anything there. You can get tools. You can get clothes. You can get sneakers. You can get food. You can get toys. You can get a bottle red wine with Bill Lee, the former Red Sox pitcher's label, and signed by Bill Lee. And you can also now get Hill Farmstead beer, and I think in bottles. And I think it's the only place apart from the brewery nearby where you can buy it in bottles.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing the amazing stuff that comes from Greensboro. All right, Sally, time to talk about the cheese, Jasper Hill.
So I sort of went up to Greensboro. You never need a reason, but because I was doing it for my job, I kind of had to have one. And it was, let's find out why within, or try to find out, a mile, 2 miles of each other on a dirt road is the best cheese in the world by certain measures, and the best beer in the world is being made. And Jasper Hill cheese has been, a couple of its cheeses have won best cheese in the United States, and it's also won the world cheese for the best raw milk cheese. It's Bailey Hayes and Blue. And I was joking to a friend, so I go up, what's going on here? I didn't expect the answer to be, in part, the U.S.'s only hay dryer. Okay, who would have known this was part of the equation? But, you know, only in Greensboro, it's actually in East Craftsbury, but it belongs to Jasper Hill, is a huge, huge sort of shed designed by a local architect who's also a farmer, in which they dry hay, 50 round bales, each weighs about 600, 700 pounds, in a big room with hot air blowing at 105 degrees. And the idea being that if there's zero moisture in the hay, it's best for the cows to eat who are producing milk for cheese. So that's one answer, but there's a lot of other things. These guys collaborate. They innovate. I sat in a meeting in which they were talking to people who work at Murray's Cheese Shop in Greenwich Village, which is a long-time sort of well-known cheese shop. And they were developing a cheese together. And, you know, the meeting had gone on before I got there, but they actually make decisions at meetings and plan things and have ideas. And it all, you know, will come together and look out for a camembert from Murray's Cheese Shop and Jasper Hill.
Wow, fantastic news. All right, next to the beer, how famous has Hill Farmstead become and why?
So Hill Farmstead was started by a man named Sean Hill, who's the brewer there. on his family's longtime farm, and his ancestors were among the families that founded Greensboro in the late 1700s. And he has named a lot of his beers. It's called the Ancestral Series after his relatives. And I heard people talk about something like as old as the hills. Okay. And I, you know, you don't know, are they referring to this family or what you see around you? And so his beer, in 3 of the 6 years that Sean's been making the beer, Hill Farmstead has been rated the best brewery in the world, which is really something, by an online rating system that, you know, has real credibility called Rate Beer. And now there's been, in the past year or so, of recent, maybe a little longer, expansion. So there's a tasting room that's just beautiful. And Sean's brother, Darren, did a lot of the woodworking there. This other example of just excellence, you know. And they've had visitors from every state in the union and beyond.
Jasper Hill, Hill Farmstead, as you mentioned, just maybe a mile or two between the two. You've gone to Mecca. So what is it in this little slice of Vermont that is so special?
Well, I asked around and I sort of got two general answers. One was a quilt maker who's, of course, an acclaimed quilt maker who grew up there, Judy Dales, and she's had a show at Shelburne Museum. And she said, she talked a lot, but she said, you know, it's a special place that draws special people. So there were sort of two schools of thought. One was, you know, let's look at the individuals, Mateo and Andy Keeler, who are the Jasper Hill founders, whose family has had a summer house there for over 100 years. And Mateo said, you know, we felt like we were being priced out of paradise, and we wanted to find a way to be here and to do meaningful work here. And so there's the people who are doing this. But then a couple of sort of younger people I spoke to, it's pretty interesting, a young man who has a job monitoring boats on Caspian Lake. There are no invasive species, of course, on Caspian Lake. So if your boat goes in clean, it'll come out clean. But he was checking. He grew up there. And he said he thinks that it's maybe the landscape contributes to it. It's an open place, and he goes, and it might sort of be conducive to big ideas, and there's room to make things happen.
Sally, you and I have got to buy the piece of property that sits between Jasper Hill and Hill Farmstead.
It's a great idea. I have to say, I don't usually go on assignment and look at for sale signs, but I kind of had my eye out.
Sally Pollock writes for the Save and More section of the Burlington Free Press. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks.